How's everybody doing this evening?
Great.
Doing great. Can't complain. Doing good. God woke me up this morning and blessed me to see another day.
So
I'm here and I'm glad to be here and I'm glad just to be able to share the word with y'all once again. We've been having a good thing going. We had, it's like a full course meal. We had Brother Johnson give us an appetizer on Monday. Brother Matthew gave us a main course, and today you'll get dessert, a little cheat day, so I won't hold you for 4 hours. I'll let you cheat with only about 15, 20 minutes. But when it comes to the Sabbath day, I might hold you for 4 hours because it says keep the Sabbath day holy, and we should just be expecting to be sitting worship to God all day on Sundays. Because when you get to heaven, I don't know if you're going to be able to have a break, so enjoy while you're down here. But as we were going on this thing about ambassadorship, I had to be listening to both Brother Johnson and Brother Matt's message. And while I was sitting here gathering my thoughts, I said, let me pull on what both brothers talked about. Okay. Because sometimes we'll hear a message and we'll remember that message just for the time being of the speaker speaking that message. But we need to retain that message. It's just like school. When you wanted to get to the next grade, you retained all the math and all the curriculum in order to graduate. So why not retain God's word?
Amen.
Because if you want to retain that, you would still be in the same grade that you didn't pass. But nowadays, they have a thing called No Child Left Behind. So even if you don't know how to read, you still get promoted up, which is a sad state of affairs in this country that we are living in nowadays. But see, as a Christian, you can ask for help. You can ask for understanding. But what we're going to get to, if I chose a title for the lesson today, it will be called Restore What I Have Lost. See, I don't mean about restoring an old car you had or restoring money or restoring goods or restoring something in your past. I'm talking about restoring when you got out of this baptism pool, the fire you had, the zeal you had, the understanding you had, and the willingness to go out and save the world when nobody else was there with you but yourself. See, when you understand to restore that, you'll move a lot further. Basically, to renew it, to refresh, basically to reconcile back to the way you were when you were on fire from this baptism. See, Brother Matt talked about restoring, and Brother Justin talked about love and making the right choices without excuses. See, I listened to both and pulled from both of them. See, if you're not willing to put in the work like the Samaritan who was willing to stop what he was doing and to help someone in need, then do I. See, I'm taking it personally now because I can say do you, but you have to figure it out for yourself. Do I become like the lost living in a fast-paced, self-caring world? See, sometimes when I see people asking for money or handouts on the street corner, sometimes I do drive past them. But see, now I know better because I should stop and, like Brother Harmon got that pack together, and give them a card and say, if you're hungry, you can come over here and get something to eat. Just come to church. Yeah. See, we have a willingness to do it, but do we really want to do it? Becomes a battle. Well, somebody else will get to them. I don't need to. See, sometimes it's not even about giving them money. It's just about saying a good word to them.
Amen.
See, the priest made all sorts of excuses like Brother Johnson brought out. I'm holy, I'm unclean. Excuses, I'm going to be late for church. If you're going to be late, you're going to be late. My dad used to have to tell me a long time, why are you driving 80 miles an hour? You're still going to be late. Doesn't matter. If I'm late, I'm late. Still going to get there, ain't nothing going to change.
Right.
Leave an hour early, I won't be late.
Amen.
But see, me being young, I thought if I drove faster, I'll get there faster. But after getting a few speeding tickets, I learned it didn't really add up. Spending more money than I had. So I learned to leave a few hours early.
That's all right.
See, like Brother Matt talked about, on are you willing to ask for help or for understanding like Nicodemus, who did not understand but wanted to get understanding by asking questions. See, that wasn't his whole message. But see, when you understand Nicodemus, he wanted to get help. See, Nicodemus, I don't know how old he was or how young he was, but he was willing to say, I need some understanding. See, If you don't ask, then you won't receive. But see, if you go off what you think is best, you are in for a world of trouble. See, I never went to school and told my teacher, let me teach the class today. I was not qualified. He went to school, he went to college, he got a master's degree, probably a double master's. So he was qualified to teach the class, and he was there getting paid for me to ask for help. But see, sometimes you get a little hard-headed and stubborn and don't want to ask for help because you think you know it all. See, sometimes you need to come out of those old ways and restore when you first got in this pool. I bet you were asking every question before you got in here, every question when you got out of here.
Yeah.
That's why I restore and reconcile back to what you were. See, my dad used to tell me all the time about cutting the grass. And I would be like, well, you can cut it any way you want to. It doesn't really matter. After some time, I have to go ask my dad, well, why do you cut the grass going in lines and overlapping? He is like, because son, when you get done cutting the grass, you won't miss a spot. But see, the way I would cut it, I would just zigzagging everything. When I got done looking at the work, I got some tall grass over here, some low grass over here. Now I got to go rework it. See, so I got tired of reworking, so I asked, and he showed me a better way. See, Adam and Eve could have asked a question too before they took from that tree, but they didn't want to. They wanted to do what they thought was best. See, the problem is not with the church, but what people don't ask and what people do on their own and what they feel is righteous. See, when you do that, you cause problems. Because you can ask for understanding. Because if you turn to John 14, verses 12 through 15, once again, that's John 14, 12 through 15, it says, verily, very true, I tell you, whosoever believes in me will do the work I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these. See, when you're asking, you got to understand, you got to be doing the right thing before you ask.
That's right.
You can't be up there asking for something that you know you're not going to do. See, let's continue to read. It says, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it if you love me and keep my commandments.
That's all right.
See that catch 22. You must love him and keep his commandments.
That's right.
You can't go and be asking God, well, God, I want you to do this. You can ask him whatever you want, but is he going to be willing to do it? See, when you ask for understanding, you got to know what you're asking for. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approval.
Yeah.
So when you're asking, are you really studying? See, I can go ask, when I was in school, I know that I can go ask my teacher, can I get an extension on this paper? But if I didn't go study the work, and if he did give me extension, doesn't mean I'm going to turn in the right paper. I'm going to turn in what I think is best, and I'm going to still get a failing grade. See, he gave me the extension. Now it's time for me to go study. See, we ask God, but do we really spend time getting into the word to study like it says? Timothy tells us to study.
That's right.
It tells us, lean not to your own understanding. He said, I'll leave you a comforter.
That's right.
We got a preacher, an elder, and another elder, retired. So we should have no problem saying, can I meet with you and talk with you?
Well,
get out of this, oh, I can do it on myself, because that's the way I used to be, and I learned the hard way cutting that grass. I got tired, so I asked, and I learned the better way. See, but you can also ask amiss, according to James chapter 1
right.
through verse 10. But the main thing is verse 3. He said, you ask, but you ask amiss.
That's right.
Lord God, help me win the lotto so I can just do what I want. Yeah, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to leave some money there, but I ain't going to be there. You ask amiss. You ask for everything else but the right thing. But Lord, I promise I'll show up on Easter service, Christmas service. And I promise I will. Just help me out. It says don't make a promise nor an oath in the Bible. Because 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to keep it.
That's right.
You're asking God for everything else but the right thing. See, now let's get to the meat and bones of this. Abraham and the Israelites. See, Abraham had a relationship with God.
That's right.
So did the Israelites. They were his chosen people. Abraham was his chosen man. But see, the two things that they had in common and they didn't have in common. Abraham asked a lot of questions.
Yeah.
He asked a million questions. When they were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah,
yeah.
He said, Lord, what if I find 40? Mm-hmm. Then he went back and thought to himself, what if I find 30? Then he thought again, well, it probably ain't going to be that many. What if I find 20? Mm-hmm. Well, let me rethink this because I know I probably won't even find 20. He asked and asked, you know what God did? God showed him favor by saying, you know what, Abraham, I'm going to grant this for you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to break it down even lower than what you asked me. See, Abraham was faithful, though. Abraham listened. Abraham didn't let nothing come in his way.
That's right.
See, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Now the Lord, once again, that's Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 4. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee, Abram. My fault, Abram, because he was Abram before he became Abraham.
That's right.
Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. Now that's a hard pill to swallow.
Yes, it is.
You hearing this voice telling you to leave a good thing.
A good thing, yeah.
There's a song, when you leave a good thing, an old song. My dad used to say it all the time, now I really get it. But see, Abraham was faithful.
Yes, he was.
Abraham didn't backtalk. Abraham didn't question. Let's continue to read. It says, leave thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thy shall be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So God has given Abraham a promise that comes down to me because I'm a family of this earth.
That's right.
So I know I could be blessed already just because of Abraham's blessing.
Right.
But see, let's keep on going. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. But see, here it goes right now. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed. So here comes the tag along, buddy. He hops on the blessing train. Just because you're getting blessings don't mean I can hop on your train. Your blessing is meant for you and only you. Just because I'm trying to put my hand in a pot don't mean I'm gonna pull out some meat too. That blessing was meant strictly for you and only you. It wasn't meant for your kids. It wasn't meant for nothing else. It was meant for you. See, Abraham wasn't looking that far forward. He just said, let me go do what my father's telling me to do.
Yeah.
Let me leave. Let me depart. Let me have faith that he's going to bless me. See, when Abraham goes, this is the good part, because it probably was a good thing Lot went with him, because Abraham would have probably saw Sodom and said, that's a good green pasture. Let me go make my house over there. See, when Lot went with him, Lot saw the green, the flashy lights, just like when you're driving into Vegas. You see all the lights, you see all the glitz, you see everything before you even get over the hill.
Yeah.
Everything's lighting up. He said, let me go over here and build my house, not knowing that city was going to be destroyed within a few years to come. Abraham had to save Lot on more than one occasion. See, sometimes you got to save some people. You got to go out of your way. You got to restore them even if you don't want to restore them.
That's right.
You got to be like that Samaritan who was on the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Brother Johnson said, his life was in danger just like the man that had got beat. But he said, you know what? I'm going to stop and do what I got to do.
That's it, man.
See, that's the part that we need to understand. It's not about what we think is best. It's about what God thinks is best.
Amen.
See, we can sit up here and talk it all day. I'm a Christian. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But your actions speak louder than words.
Amen.
See, I work, but I make sure I'm here. Sleep, tired, anything, because I know I want to make heaven my home.
Amen.
One day.
Amen.
See, I can shuck and jive and say, oh, my back and everything else is messed up. But guess what?
Yeah.
God going to bless me.
Yes, sir.
See, when you understand that, you'll get to the point where nothing will stop you from being in the household.
Amen.
To worship.
Amen.
Not forsaking the assembly. Because I got to understand, I have a son that looks at me. try to mimic everything I do. So if I don't put the good example on him, the world gonna train him soon as he go to school.
Yeah.
But see, if I encourage and show him, he gonna be like, you know what? I ain't gotta deal with you, I gotta deal with my daddy. And he gonna be a good example for those kids at school. Because some of these kids that go to school ain't got no father. Some of them come from a broken household and everything. So I ain't gotta show him the bad stuff, he gonna pick up on that real easily. I gotta show him the good things. Regardless what goes on, son, God gonna got you. Regardless how your body feel, anything, God got you.
Amen.
Abraham was 75 years old, the word says. 75 years old. A lot of us probably be like, dang, 75 old.
Watch it, bro. Watch it, bro.
In some words, he was fried chicken. He was young. To really think about it. He was real young, but he was willing to listen. He didn't get complacent. He didn't get stuck in his ways. He wasn't content. He said, whatever God asks of me, I'm willing to do. That's why God said, I'm going to bless you. Even when he told a story, God said, I still got you. You're going to make mistakes because I know you flesh and blood, but you know what? I still love you.
Amen.
Get back on the right path and do what I'm telling you to do. See, we all make mistakes. And I don't mean to say we all, I know I make mistakes. If you make mistakes, you know it.
Yeah.
If you know you're supposed to be here. If you know you can participate, participate. Sometimes just being here means the greatest joy to people's heart.
Amen.
Just for showing up. That's all it takes. You understand? Brother Henry said it best. We got a lot of babies coming in this church. A lot. Y'all going to be a part of their lives. You're going to see them grow. You're going to see them walk. You're going to see them from high school, some of y'all, all the way up to marriage. And some of y'all probably saying, well, I'm old. No, it don't matter. God can bless you to live to be 120. You don't know.
That's it.
Where's your faith at? Don't think because I'm over the hill. That's an old saying, I'm over the hill. What does over the hill really mean?
What does it mean? That's a good question. Good question.
I drove over the hill yesterday. Am I over the hill? No, that's the saying that man has stuck us with. Over the hill. God says 3/4 and 10 by reasonable service. You can live a good, healthy life because I see Orientals that don't even look like they in 800s, and some of them, half of them is. Still working, still getting around, still doing everything. And some of them don't even touch a church house. But God keeps his promise. He said, I reign on the just as well as the unjust. They honor their parents. He said, honor thy father and mother, and thy days will be long on the face of the earth. And he honors it. He can't say, I'm just going to honor it for them because they're saved. No, he honors it. He prays they get saved. He prays they can make it to heaven. But see, let's go on. Two things. First thing I want to talk about is Abraham taking someone with him. Abraham didn't know Lot was going to cause him that many problems. I guarantee you, if he would have knew Lot was going to do all that, Abraham would have like, stay your behind here. I ain't got time to be rescuing. I ain't got a time being out of character. See, be wary of the company you keep because they can cause some problems in your life.
Amen.
They can cause some drama in your life.
Yes, they can.
Family members, anybody.
That's right.
They can cause you to sin.
Amen.
So you got to start looking at the company you keep. See, when you're an ambassador, it doesn't say ambassadors, it says ambassador.
Okay.
One word. You're an ambassador. You must go out and do things on your own. Yeah, we're a body, but there's many parts and many members.
That's right.
We have to learn to go out to the world and be bold. We have to learn to go out and proclaim who we are.
That's right.
Because when you go before judgment, I don't care if you've been running with your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, it's going to be individuals. I don't care how much I love my son, he got to answer to judgment just like I do. We all have to do things on our individual basis.
Right.
See, secondly is, he was 75 years old. Not too young, not too old. Age did not come into account to God's eyes. It does not, because 1,000 years is but one day.
That's what he said.
So you need to understand, it doesn't matter about age. It doesn't matter about none of that. Because nowadays, these kids are so smart, they know how to work stuff better than I do. So you need to understand some things. You can bring all these things up and you can say, well, Lord, 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 but you can ask for understanding. You can pull on somebody next to you. You have all these things at your fingertips, but do you really want to use them? See, it's time to get real with yourself. What do you really want to do? Are you content? Are you happy? You say you want the church to grow, but it causes more work when the church grows. It causes more time when the church grows. All these things you say you want to happen, but you really need to think of the flip side of that coin. When the women want to come in here and learn something, it takes time. The little kids, when they want to learn something, it takes time. That saying, it takes a village, is a true saying. Because they come in contact with every, my son comes in contact with everybody in here. Everybody. Every little thing, he gonna pull something from each of y'all. He gonna pull something good, bad, and different. He gonna pull something. He's like a sponge. He's soaking it all up. And it's not only my son, it's the other kids that are in here. Well, they missing. Why should I be here? I used to have to battle with my son. But see, now when I just took him out to eat the other day, he was like, he told his cousins, man, I wish I could go back home. These bills is real. This car payment is real. All I did was laugh. He got a taste of life. He thought it was all glitz and glamour. Thought, oh man, I can go and come as I please. Guess what? Edison say, you go, guess what? We turn it off. They don't play. It's the real world out there, just like our Christianity. When those lights go out, ain't no turning back on. That judgment's gonna be there for you. So restore what you have lost. But then we're gonna talk about the Israelites, and I'm almost done. The Israelites got restored time after time after time after time. God always restored them. He restored them every single time. They left Israel. They seen the sea get split open. As soon as they crossed the sea, they start complaining. That's right. We ain't got meat. I'm going to fix this for you. I'm going to give you manna. Okay, they get manna. But then they keep complaining. We had full pots of meat. Even though we was in slavery, we had meat, we had bread, we had three cocks in a meal. We was happy. They complain anymore. We want water.
Yeah.
Give them water, Moses. Go on and give them some water. Then as soon as Moses go and leave the people just for a little bit, let's make a golden calf. And the sad part, the second command says, give me your earrings to make it. But just like Adam did Eve, I don't know how that golden calf got made when he the one that put the gold inside the thing to make it. He tried to use a catch-22. He tried to get out of it.
Yeah.
But see, God gave him his just due too. See, every time the Israelites did something, God restored them to the fullest. But see, at what cost? Because when they wandered for 40 years, all of them died. The ones that were supposed to make it to the promised land, only the new generation made it. See, God gives us the chance to restore what we have lost. Revelations 2, verses 20 through 21. Runs again as Revelations 2, 20 to 21. But I have this against you, that you tolerated this woman Jezebel, who called herself a priestess, and she teaches and misleadeth my bondservants so that they commit acts of sexual immorality and eat food sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to change her inner self and her sinful ways of thinking, but she has no desire to repent of her immoralities and refuses to do so. God gave Jezebel a chance to repent. God gives us all a chance to restore what we have lost. God gives us all an opportunity to ask for understanding. God gives us all an opportunity to show up. He gives us an opportunity to do this because he gave it to Jezebel, who was willing, but she didn't want to. She wanted to live the way she wanted to live. He said, I give Jezebel a chance to repent. That's some powerful stuff, people. Jezebel had killed all the prophets, if you read back.
Yeah.
Killed them, sent them into hiding.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what? I'm going to still give you an opportunity to repent, people. I'm going to give you an opportunity to get on the right foot. Tonight, we can start all over. I know I say it many of times. We can start all over if we really want to, people. Do you desire to start over? Do you desire to restore what you have lost? Tonight's the night, people.
Amen.
If you need to repent, repent. If you need to do anything, do it now. Don't wait.
That's right.
Thank you for your time.